Simple Self-Bondage with Mistress Christine. All of my bondage slaves love to be tied up. Bondage is something that a lot of my callers are interested in and fantasize about. It can be something simple like tying up their twigs and berries or wearing a rope harness. Real bondage is difficult to do on a phone sex session, and for some of my callers, just having me tell them how I tie them up is enough. But for others, they need something physical, and that's where self-bondage can come into play. Obligatory bondage safety warnings. Never tie anything so tight that it cuts off circulation. Blue balls are a figurative term, a turn of phrase, if you will. They aren't supposed to literally turn blue. Have something within reach that you can use to cut yourself free. Paramedic shears work great. Or let a trusted friend know what you'll be doing and have them check on you in a certain period of time. Tools for simple self-bondage. With this self-bondage method, you don't need any specific BDSM items. Everything you need, you can get at a local store, like a hardware store, without raising too many eyebrows or humiliating yourself too much. I mean, you'll still know what it's for, and you'll feel like it's written all over your little face. So anyway, here's what you need. A bed with a solid frame, a long rope about 20 feet long and cut it in half, 4 dog collars with buckle and D-ring. And try those on. I mean, I would think a large would be too big for your wrists, but maybe not your ankles. 2 small padlocks. Padlock ring should be small enough to pass through the buckle holes on the collars. A sock, a smooth metallic ring, a cord, and a large chunk of ice. Tie yourself up. Start by freezing all the padlock keys in a big chunk of ice. The bigger the chunk, the longer you're going to be bound. Keep that in mind. Now loop one of the ropes to part of the foot of the bed and the other rope to the head of the bed, leaving the loose ends on the bed near where your hands and feet will be. Attach each dog collar to the loose ends of the ropes at the D-rings. Once that's done, put the chunk of ice in a sock, tie it up, then loop it through the smooth metal ring. A cock ring would work beautifully here. Tie the cord to the ring and then secure the cord to a rope near your hands and the sock to the end by your feet. Make sure it's within reach once you're secure. Now all you need to do is secure your hands and feet inside the cuffs and lock them. Now you're my bound slut, aren't you? At least until the ice melts away. Want some more fun? Before you lock up your hands, tie up your cock and balls or tape a bullet vibrator to your shaft and turn it on or slide a vibrating butt plug up your ass. Hell, you're a slut. Do all 3. This is Mistress Christine, and you can reach me at 800-601-6975 and check out my blog at mistressphonesexcalls.com.